Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I like what you're saying. Do you think... So what my question this week is going to be based on what you said here with the Spartans. What is an unbelievable season to you then for Michigan State? Taking out the obvious, they go on a run and win the national title.
Oh, no. An unbelievable season is...
Like an unexpected, like, holy crap, I did not see this
coming. That this season is the exact parallel of 2 years ago, of 2021.
Rival 10 wins.
Where you... Yeah, you finished off the Big Ten 10-2, 11-1, and you're in a New Year's Six game. That, to me, yeah, that's a great, fantastic year. Just like it was when they were in the Peach Bowl. It wasn't a great Peach Bowl game, but you know what? Nobody remembers it was a dog crap game. You know what they say? We went to Atlanta and we won.
And you know what? It actually wasn't that dog crap because they had to come back and win. It was as a football fan, other than the stars weren't on that field, it was one hell of a game.
It took Reed doing a little rock the baby cradle, and it took the Cal Halliday with the pick six that they wanted him to just take a knee, and he was like, F that.
I'm going.
There's nobody in front of me. And if I score, all of them said, Coach, I finished the drill. And they couldn't say anything. Like, you in practice, you tell us to finish the drill.
Yep.
I finished the drill. So, yeah, if they make it a great season, you're in a New Year's Six game.
Are you okay if they only get six wins?
No.
Okay.
Not okay if they only get six wins.
Seven is your ceiling the bottom of the mountain that they need to get to. They need to get to seven wins.
Honestly, it's probably at this point for the psyche of the Michigan State fans, it's seven, and one of those sevens is a Michigan victory.
Okay.
I would say eight tells me that the program is back on an upward trajectory.
Yeah, that you can compete with the big boys.
Because take out Ohio State, you take out Michigan, and you take out Penn State, and the Big Ten is just pull a name out of a hat.
Sure.
It's no dominant teams. And at least show me that you could beat the rest. And if you could somehow steal one against one of the big boys, great. But you should be able to beat the rest of the teams. You should. Coming into the program, you had one of your better recruiting classes last year for Michigan State. So, yeah, six wins is a disappointment. You'll make a bowl game. It's a step forward, but it's still a disappointment. Nobody's going to feel happy about that. Seven wins. It depends on who you beat for people to say, all right, you know, or, you know, controversy. If the ref blew the game, it should have won that game type of thing. But I think if you hit eight or above, it's like, okay, this ship isn't sinking.
Right.
And I think that they got a way to get it back to float again. So
cool.
Good question. All right. For Evan, this is Rico. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Keep subscribing to the 5-Star Zone.